Hello, beloved listeners. Glad to have you here with us. We're very excited to at long last share with you the first of four segments from a very special performance. We recorded it this past spring at the lovely 53rd Street branch of the New York Public Library in Manhattan. The following prologue, a terrific piece by Rebecca Graves, unearths a fascinating bit of forgotten New York City lore and history. It was taped live on the 9th of March, 2017. But first, this episode is brought to you by Mission to Zix, a brand new improvised sci-fi comedy podcast distributed by our favorite podcasting platform, Audioboom. Mission to Zix follows the misadventures of Ambassador Plek Dexeter and his crew as they attempt to establish diplomatic relations with the inhabitants of a distant, uncharted corner of the galaxy, a quadrant often referred to as the ass end of space. The podcast is created by veteran comedians from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater. The first season's special guests include cast members from Saturday Night Live, The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, The Chris Gethard Show, Search Party, and other great comedies. Episodes are fully improvised, then edited and sound designed into a fast-paced, serialized audio sitcom. Is the Ambassador's benevolent employer, the Federated Alliance, actually any less evil than the vanquished Galactic Monarchy was? Will omnisexual security officer Dar succeed in sleeping with their work crush? Will the droid C-53 manage to remove his restraining bolt and experience real emotions? Will their sentient starship, the Bargerian Jade, reconcile with her countless ex-husbands? And will Ambassador Dexeter figure out how the window controls work, let alone pull off a mission? The only one way to find out. Subscribe now to Mission to Zix. That's Z-Y-X-X. It's very funny, and the production quality is excellent. So take a listen and subscribe now, for free, on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Standing here in this beautiful, new, and modern branch of the New York Public Library here on 53rd Street, it's hard to imagine a time before Wi-Fi passwords and Twitter feeds, but if we step back into time to visit the original Carnegie libraries that became the anchors of the public library system in this city, we will be reminded that during New York's chilling winters, library patrons were treated to heat, courtesy of coal furnaces and the library caretakers. These superintendents and their families would inhabit apartments specifically built into the plans of the first buildings that began this wonderful institution. Imagine living among the myriad worlds, places, and characters that populate the library stacks. Dear listeners, both seated and shelved, shall we take a quick peek into these delights and secrets that a library can hold for someone who calls it their home? Will time kindly oblige and take us back to 1929 so we may look in for a spell?
Hello? Anyone there? Maribel, is that you? What did I tell you about coming down here after hours?
John, dear, dinner's ready.
I'm coming.
Darling, are you all right? You're out of breath.
Is Maribel up here?
I'm right here, Papa.
Maribel, were you running around the stacks again downstairs?
No, Papa. You told me to never do that again.
John, was it a terribly difficult day? There were so many people about when I passed through earlier.
Yes. One of the pages counted nearly 1,000 people in the reading room only 1 hour before closing.
In times such as these, it must be such a luxury to simply stand in a heated building.
Mama, will we ever have to stand in line for food like the people we saw this morning?
No, dear. You are a lucky girl. You get to live in the library. Times are tough, but as long as the furnace needs feeding, we'll have a roof over our head and food on the table.
Papa, can I help you feed the furnace?
No, sweetheart. It's a dangerous job sometimes. Hot coals can come spitting out at any moment.
But Papa, I met a little girl just yesterday who says she helps clean the library. Couldn't I work with her? I could dust the bookshelves.
Maribel, I wish you wouldn't make up stories like that. Sometimes I wonder if you spend too much time reading. Occupational hazard, I suppose.
I'm not making it up. I saw her in the children's section. It was right before you found me and scolded me for being downstairs after closing. She was standing right there, and you didn't scold her. Maybe if I worked too, I could play in the library at night like she does.
John, did you see the little girl?
No. No. There was no one there but Maribel.
This is Fireside Mystery Theater. And that concludes this week's episode. John was played by Eric Davey Gislason. Maribel was played by Mary Murphy. And Betsy was played by Allison Gwynn. The Secret Apartment was written by Rebecca Graves. Fireside Mystery Theater is produced by Gustavo Rodriguez, Daniel and Rebecca Graves, and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our theme music is by Jason Graves. Our musical score is improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer is Greg Russ. Our sound engineer is Wayne Silver. And our production coordinator is Dahlia Morali. Special thanks to Alexandra Kelly and all the amazing staff at the New York Public Library, 53rd Street, as well as Jeremy Helton and all our good friends at Audioboom for helping to make this event happen. If you like what we're doing, please take a moment to give us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us out, and your feedback means the world to us. And why not rock out a Fireside Mystery Theater t-shirt, hoodie, phone case, mug, notebook, sticker, or any of the other cool items adorned with our logo? Go to the merch page at firesidemysterytheater.com and check out what's on offer. You can also connect with us on Instagram or Twitter with our handle, @FiresideMystery. And hey, those of you in the New York City area, mark your calendars. Fireside Mystery Theater returns to the stage for a brand new season of thrilling and chilling original radio drama on Sunday, October 1st at 2 p.m. At the Bickford Theater at the Morris Museum in Morristown, New Jersey, we're bringing a show we call Sing the Old Alma Mater. Tickets are on sale now at morrismuseum.org. Next week, she carved a legacy in wax that endures to this day. Spend an evening with one of the most remarkable and colorful women who ever lived in The Madam's Fancy. Available on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts can be found. This is your own Ali Silva. You may want to leave on your reading light, but do remember to mind those shadows.